This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Naked truth in front of your ears. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, who's not naked. Victoria Keelan also clothed, and Kara Schillen all wrapped up in her blanket there in the studio because it's cold on the East Coast. Jennifer, it's raining on the West Coast. When we flew out of L.A. yesterday afternoon, it was really kind of interesting because I had been in a had a bumpy ride for a long time. It was pretty bumpy because that air was so heavy, and there's a lot of rain all this week, right, in Los Angeles, pretty much all week long.
Yeah, through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Wintertime brings rain. California. All right, so Jennifer is here. Victoria is here as usual. Kara is here. We're all here. Jennifer, we're waiting with bated breath to figure out what it is that you have on your mind that a lot of other people have on their minds.
Well, do you want to know about Clemson's trip to the White House, or do you want to know about living longer?
The team?
Gentleman's choice. Uh-huh.
The team. That's a big win for them, right? There was a big win, and then this is a big win. Yes?
All right. We'll talk about the White House. We'll talk about the Clemson. Yes, they went to the White House on Monday to commemorate their win over Alabama in the national championship, and they celebrated in kind of a unique way. It was the Tigers' second trip to the White House in 3 years. But this time around, they were not necessarily served the finest cuisine, more the quickest cuisine. Donald Trump said earlier on Monday that he himself was prepping a smorgasbord of fast food for the champ, saying, "I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and maybe some pizza." And actually, the buffet turned out pretty well. You can see pictures of it online. It even included some healthy salad options because, of course, these people are athletes, you know. He said that this was a decision, President Trump said, that he brought in everything that I like, that you like, and I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you could have that's better than that. So he brought in Wendy's hamburgers, he brought in Big Macs, he had pizza, he had, it looks like, chicken and dipping sauces and salads all set up. One of the reasons that the president went with fast food, first of all, is that he loves fast food. We saw this documented along the campaign trail. He loves fast food. But he said he brought it in because a lot of his staff members have been furloughed because of the government shutdown. And he said, what can we do? So at his own expense, on his own dime, he sent out the world's biggest fast food order to feed all of these kids.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what happened? Where was the staff? Where is the chef? So they're all on furlough, are they? So who's cooking?
Much of the resident staff at the White House is furloughed, so the president personally paid for the event to be catered with everybody's favorite fast food. So there you go.
Got it.
Or his favorite fast food.
Or his. I don't know, but you know, think about this. If you're a kid, if you're a college kid, you're Clemson, I don't care if you're an athlete or not.
Calories.
If you walk into the White House and you see, and this is what the images are, this big, beautiful long table with these big gold, like, candelabras, everything so fancy, and then they have a bunch of Big Macs sitting on a silver tray. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cute. Right.
Speaking of things you can see, it was very nice. Posted a number of pictures from the concert that I went to on Monday night, the Aretha concert. No, I'm sorry, Sunday night. And a lot of interesting responses to what's going on in Los Angeles. I thought it was kind of nice. I forget that people pay attention to that.
The L.A. Times did a review on the concert, that Aretha Franklin concert. They called it wobbly.
Wobbly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you that I thought that the best part, and I even posted that on the Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you see several pictures that I took of the concert. The meaningful content, I said, was the playback of the Aretha concerts and performances in her life. I didn't get much out of the concert itself. I liked Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson. And I like what Smokey Robinson had to say, but I thought the rest of it, Celine Dion was okay. But the rest of it was just a bunch of young kids screaming, trying to sound like Aretha, that were awful. So the wobbly is probably as good, that as positive a word as you can come out of it. But they, it sounds like they agreed with me for the most part. Speaking also of fast food, here's a tribute to a lady named Dorothy Bale, who is going to be 95 years old. She'll celebrate the day enjoying an Arby's sandwich, a Reuben with extra sauerkraut. A lot of people, people that age who are eating that kind of stuff. But Dorothy's story is that she works at an Arby's. She's 95, and she's still working. She's been employed at her local Arby's for 25 years. So that means she started when she was 70. Wow. Holiday, Utah, is where she is. She retired from her other job at 69, went right to work for Arby's. General manager there says she's one of my most important staff members. When she's not here, our customers miss her. And when she is here, they wait in line for her to help them, even if it takes longer. When her husband passed away, she looked back toward employment for comfort and normalcy, so she walked into the Arby's store and started a new job in the same week. She says, quote, I've been blessed with good health all these years. I don't know what I'd do if I retired. I don't like to stay at home. So how's that for?
I think that's the key to keep going. Is just to actually keep going.
I said that to somebody, I'm trying to remember yesterday who I was talking to about this very thing, keeping yourself focused, keep yourself going, keep yourself working. It's the key. It really is. Keeping your mind sharp, your body going. That's how, if you want to live, if you don't want to live long, then quit at some silly young age and don't do anything and you'll be done. See you later. But Dorothy Bale, she's got the story. 14 after the hour here on the place where we live for the stories. This is the DJV program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, is now available in stores everywhere. 16 after the hour on the DJV program. One of the things, this is a highlight of understanding how inveigled the Chinese are into our economy, into our government, into our businesses. The MBTA, which is the transportation focal point of the company, or not company, but public entity that runs all the mass transit in and around the Boston area, bought 152 new trolley cars for what they call, they have the orange line, the blue line, the green line, same as other cities, they have different colors for different lines, the purple line. They bought 152 cars from a Chinese company, and now, because the cars have all been delivered, but they can't put them into operation because their signal system operation doesn't work with the Boston Transit System signal working. So if they put the cars on the tracks at the moment, they wouldn't stop and they wouldn't start because they don't read most of, whether you know this or not, all these cars in the major cities are run by what they call the electricity in the third rail. The third rail has the power. The other two rails keep the wheels on track. And so they have made these cars, spent a couple of billion dollars buying them and putting them in. And nobody thought on either side, apparently, when they designed them, to make sure that they would operate with a system that's in place. Now, whether that's a baddie on the MBTA or on the Chinese, but, you know, one of the things cited by one of the local officials was the problem with language. The Chinese people who are operating the company, you would think with all the trade that we do back and forth with the Chinese, that they would understand English, and I guess on the other side, we'd understand Chinese. But apparently nobody at the MBTA understands Chinese, and so, it's laughable, kind of, but it does show you how, and I wonder how many other cities have had the same problem. New York, they just bought a whole bunch of new cars for the subway. Chicago, the same thing. The cars, I think the cars that were in the new, on the Expo line in L.A., those were made in Sweden, I think. Don't we have anybody in America that makes these things?
Apparently not.
I mean, think about it. What kind of a, the other side of that coin, to extend the this conversation a little bit, what kind of fabulous opportunities are there for an American company or a couple of companies like Boeing to get into this field, or whatever other, we have Fruhoff, and you got Freightliner, the big truck companies and bus companies. Why aren't they in this business? Why aren't they competing, making bids? This is lowest common bid, and that's why the Chinese get it, because they always undercut everybody. So they get the American money, they build the cars, and they send them over here, and they're just sitting. All these 152 cars are just sitting because nobody knows how to yet make them operational. I'm sure they will sooner or later. But at what expense? And the older cars, there's some of these cars are 35, 40, 45 years old. They want to get them off, out of service, off the tracks, and put the new ones on. Now, what is that? Doesn't that make you wonder?
Don't they come with a manual?
Yeah.
I'm just asking because I just got a hairdryer that has, I had so many different languages that it took me forever just to find the little English one. So
I even get that in my insurance policy mail is in Chinese and Arabic and, hey. All right, 21 after the hour, food for thought, DJV on the air.
At WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control. The four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying some of the music from that new Michael Jackson documentary. You may enjoy the music of this documentary. It's on Lifetime, the series, R. Kelly series. A lot of focus on that in the entertainment sector. Sundance announcing Leaving Neverland. The film is supposed to examine the accusations of sexual abuse Michael Jackson faced during his later years. And per the synopsis anyway, it'll document the power of celebrity that allowed a revered figure to infiltrate the lives of starstruck children and their parents. What is this? Is this garbage or is this got some merit to it?
We don't know yet, but look at what surviving R. Kelly did. There are actually police investigations and possible arrest warrants, so I don't know. Jackson's dead, so...
Yeah, I guess there are two boys who accused him when they were younger, and now they're men.
So they were 7 and 10 at the time.
They still are saying that he, I guess, assaulted or abused them. But he went to trial and was found innocent.
Not guilty.
So it's...
Right.
I don't know. And, you know, if I never have to...
He can't be retried, can he?
How can he be tried? Well,
the estate
can
pay out if they... You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The statement from the estate said, quote, "This is yet another lurid production in an outrageous and pathetic attempt to exploit and cash in on Michael Jackson." You know, I don't know that I... based on the ABC special that was on last week that regurgitated all the stuff from Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton that added nothing, not one single shred of new information and new evidence. It was just the same crap rehashed for ratings. That's all it is. And I can't help it. I was never a really big Michael Jackson fan. I like the Jackson 5. But having said that, this sort of thing, because he was different, and I don't know whether he did or he didn't, frankly, but the focus wasn't on whether he did or he didn't. It was just that he was different. People who are different, who don't fit in, and I tell you, I have suffered from, I don't know if suffered is the right word, but I certainly have experienced these things all my life because I'm different. And so, does that mean I'm a bad guy because I'm different? No, it just means I'm different. That's all. We all are different in some way, shape, or form. But in this circumstance, this is bull crap, I think. Television is suspect all the time for doing this sort of thing. Just to get numbers ready. Okay, I'm going to go see what Michael Jackson did. There's no proof anywhere. It's just all conjecture and bunkum.
I don't think there is proof, but, you know, we don't know what's contained in this film. But it is interesting that in the years since Michael Jackson has passed, that Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman, who were both young and very close with Michael Jackson at the time, they both have come out and said that he never did anything wrong. And Corey Feldman, actually, when he was talking about the Hollywood pedophile ring and how so many young child stars are passed around through Hollywood executives and it's a horrible thing, and he said, you know, everybody was so focused on Michael Jackson, they wouldn't even look at what was actually happening in Hollywood. Yep. So I don't know that there's a whole lot to it, but I don't know.
All right.
I'd say that it's unusual that Michael Jackson liked to hang out with kids more than adults. But that doesn't necessarily mean he crossed that line into predator, I guess.
Right. I think he was a child.
The Beach Life Festival, which is L.A.'s first ever coastal music festival, taking place in May, Jennifer, at the Seaside Lagoon down in Redondo Beach. That'd be interesting. Headliners Brian Wilson, Grateful Dead veteran Bob Weir, and Willie Nelson. They'll be joined on the bill by Ziggy Marley and Steel Pulse, Grace Potter, some other people. The festival featuring an innovative 50-seat pop-up restaurant on the main stage with reservations starting at $150. I actually might want
to. That would be kind of cool.
Fun to take that in.
Yeah, I'd do that. You could take me to that. I'd be okay.
Redondo is kind of an interesting. It's south of L.A., south of Manhattan Beach. Yeah, Redondo. That's something to take.
It's kind of cool to have a hockey player live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking yesterday to the American Farm Bureau Convention in New Orleans and saying that there is no substitute for a physical barrier like a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border when it comes to border security. In agreement with him is Utah Republican and sometimes critic of President Trump, Senator Mitt Romney,
who says he's willing to work with Democrats, but they need to be open to helping President Trump secure the southern border.
I think most of us are for almost any approach that lives with building a wall and enforcement of our immigration system once people are into our country, and we'll work with the Democrats on issues that they care about. But there has to be a win-win here.
The Senate Judiciary Committee begins its hearing on Attorney General nominee William Barr today, President Trump having named him to replace fired AG Jeff Sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Four after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV gang, the posse, the show, the environment, and joining me on the dais here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. As a matter of fact, Victoria is going to take over, take charge, take command with her rendition of the big story of the hour.
Well, a name in the news that we will probably be hearing more from is Billy Bush. We haven't heard from him in about 2 years now. So he is in the middle of negotiations to come back to television. And apparently, he, of course, this is, you know, his career pretty much ended almost immediately after that leaked conversation with Donald Trump when he was running for president. And so after the audio tapes were released, he lost his job at Access Hollywood. Now he is in talks to return as a host on Extra. And Extra is actually making a move from NBC to Fox. And that's probably why there's an opening maybe for him at Fox, because at NBC, I think once he got fired, there's probably some language in there that he's not maybe allowed back or a certain amount of time. So he has reportedly had recent talks with multiple executives at the show, and he is discussing the possibility of joining the team. Now, other reports say that he's actually met with other high-level executives and entertainment shows on different networks, so it's not a done deal yet that he'll return on Fox, but it looks like that might be the front runner right now. So we'll be seeing him on Extra. Really, the last time anyone has really seen him in public was at George H.W.'s funeral. He was there with his family. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the last time and maybe the first time that
people have seen him. And he's divorced now, too.
Is he? Yeah. Yeah.
Who is he married to? Somebody visible?
No, but they had been married 20-something years, I think.
Yeah.
And that kind of fell apart in the aftermath of the tape.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, can you give us a little, and I don't apologize because we all recognize that you're closer to things that come into the focus that are on the right. This white supremacist, Steve King of Iowa, a member of Congress, I saw him on television the other morning trying to apologize or somehow or other cover over whatever the accusations are against him. What is the story? What's the true story?
You want to make sure that you're not confusing him with Peter King, who is from New York, and Peter King is all over. Yeah, all over television all the time.
Steve King is a big blowhide. Yeah, it's no.
Really. Well, whatever you think of him, he's on TV a lot more. But Steve King is a Republican from Iowa, and the story is that he was stripped of his committee assignments after Kevin McCarthy, who's the minority leader in the House for Republicans, promised that there would be punishment for this person after bipartisan condemnation of what he said, comments that a lot of people say fuel white supremacy and white nationalism. Kevin McCarthy said, "We will not tolerate the type of language in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party as well. I watched what Steve King said, and we took action." So he's been stripped of his committee assignments. He was under fire from both parties after he made some racially charged remarks in a New York Times interview, which was published last week. Now, he says that his statement was completely mischaracterized, and he blasted Kevin McCarthy for what he said was, quote, a political decision that ignores the truth. According to his own website, King sat on the Judiciary, the Agriculture, and the Small Business Committees. He has denied everything online. He's denied everything in front of every camera he can find. In his statement, he insisted that the use of that language was referring only to Western civilization and not to previously stated evil ideology, all of which he says he has denounced. So the statement: white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? Why did I sit in a class teaching me about the merits of our history and our civilization? He said basically, my record as a vocal advocate for Western civilization is nearly as full as my record in defense of freedom of speech. He's going to continue to point out the truth, but a lot of people are saying that his comments are not what's needed right now in politics. And so
did I see something about a recall for him in Iowa? Was that aimed at him or somebody else?
I don't know that they've started recalling him yet. I haven't heard anything about that.
All right. Here's a story that I would rather... the only reason that I want to spend a moment or two on this information is because there's sort of a warning and sort of a head-scratcher. How do parents not know what their young children are doing? Youngster in Newport, New Hampshire, was found dead outside her home, right by the front door. Apparently, she got out of the house, was just in her nightgown, and couldn't get back into the house. And so she froze to death outside, 8 degrees below zero at the home. I don't know, you know, you wonder sometimes, how did the child get out of the house? And the family says they're still trying to figure out what happened. They don't know how she got out. But it's you have to. Is it today that people pay less attention? I was trying to think about something, if I could remember anything like this happening when I was a child. Do I remember a situation, even my, and I'm making it a focus on me in my life. Was there a time when I could remember just going out of the house or doing something where my parents didn't know what I was doing? And, yeah, most of the time my parents didn't know what I was doing.
I think kids are smarter than people give them credit for, too, and they know how to open doors and they know how to get out of places. I mean, my sister, this was before I was born, but she was maybe two, and she got out of the house naked and started walking down the street, and thank God there was a neighbor who was able to, and, you know, my parents only lost track of her for 30 seconds, but it was enough time for her to get outside. And just had she gone further down the road, you know, kids are just curious. And it's terrible when it ends in something like this. And thank God it didn't happen to my sister. But I don't know. Kids get lost in stores all the time. It's just they wander around.
Well, the other day when Brendan and I had Miles, we were at the farmer's market. And we were talking to each other. And Miles was there eating a croissant. Next thing I turned around and said, "Where's Miles?" And he'd walked up the street to go look in a storefront. he's like gone in a flash. And that's
mobile. He's four now, so.
And he's very curious, so he's looking at everything.
Of course. And I think Kara's right. Kids are smarter than people think. And, you know, that not to pile on to a story like this, but a story that's making headlines in Florida, those three little kids, I don't know if you saw this, Doug, they climbed into an unplugged chest freezer outside. They were playing. The lid slammed on them, and all three of them suffocated and died.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that.
They were two girls, ages one. 1 year old and four and a 6 year old boy. So a woman who I guess was with the children watching them lost track or had she went inside to use the bathroom. She left a 1 year old outside and a 4 year old and a 6 year old. And when she came back, she couldn't find the kids, called 911. And then eventually they found that they had gotten into the freezer. They were playing and that was it.
Didn't I see a story of somebody, some child falling into a well someplace? Did I see that in the last 24 hours? Or so
I don't know. It's possible.
Child someplace fell into a well. I don't think it was in America. I think it was somewhere in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. It just, but these things happen. And, here it is. 2-year-old toddler who falls into a well in Spain. So, how, you know, you look at those things and think, but you're right. The children, very curious. That's their nature. And they don't know about boundaries. They're 2, 3, 4 years old. Miles knows enough not to go in the street and things, but he's very curious, and he'll be gone in a flash. You know, keep your eye. But he'll look. He'll turn around and look. He doesn't want to get far enough away so that he's away. He's conscious of being tethered in a way, and he'll turn around and look to see if you're watching or where you are. And if he gets further far enough away, he'll come back. But I've noticed that when I bring him to the playgrounds and stuff, he'll go off on his own to meet a young somebody to play with, and then he'll turn around and look and make sure you're watching so you know where he is. Jennifer, a few moments, please, on PG&E. The wildfires have caused Pacific Gas and Electric. They were at fault for sparking the wildfires in California. This year, last year, or not this year, but the one last year, the one before, the company is filing for bankruptcy. We talked about this when they first went in to see Jerry Brown and said, you know, we're going to go bankrupt if all these cases against us that are filed come to fruition. And so now they are, they're being held responsible as they ought to be held responsible.
But
so now they wiggle out of it.
This is exactly it. This is not good news because, they've already filed their, I think you have to give like 11-day notice if you're going to file for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That happened on Monday. And the CEO stepped down on Sunday of PG&E, and so there's no doubt that it's going to file for bankruptcy, and they say it's the potential liability from the wildfires. Well, what happens then? So all the people in
Paradise, California, who were affected by the campfire, all the people in Sonoma who were affected by that fire are now not going to be able to collect any money, any payout from something that resulted from failing infrastructure from PG&E. It's a cop-out. And I think really, and I said it right after he was sworn in, this is going to be the first test for Gavin Newsom, who's our new governor. He's going to have to do something to try to make this right. He's going to have to do something to deal with the wildfire problem in California. And that may tweak off some of his environmentalist friends. It may tweak some people in his own party. But he's going to have to help the victims, because the result of PG&E, the fires that have come as a result of PG&E, are more than just what you hear about on television. There are fires that break out all the time that are contained, but that are still sparking because of their failing infrastructure. So the governor has told reporters now that he's going to look into the possibility of helping PG&E stay solvent. Well, that's what Governor Brown did. Governor Brown, our previous governor, made a deal with them saying, look, we'll cap the amount of money that you can pay out to victims of these fires so that it becomes a business move.
How do these people make these decisions just... How do these governors just say, oh, we'll take care of... Who the hell are they
to
be able to get away with that?
Yeah, right.
And who are they protecting?
But if you let them go, if you let them file for bankruptcy and you don't intervene, then the people have no chance of getting any money back. So if you keep them somewhat solvent, you'll get something back. I mean, it's a difficult situation to be in.
Why should the taxpayer be paying for their bad management? If I'm taxpayer in California, I'm going to be up in arms about this.
Except that what if you're waiting for some sort of payout or hoping for one?
What if you're waiting to see where the next fire is? Because as far as I can see, PG&E hasn't done a damn thing to change how they operate their company.
Well, I think it needs to obviously be a two-pronged approach. If they keep them solvent, there's going to have to be a lot of strict rules.
The deal is that they get rid of them. Okay, we're going to keep you solvent to pay out all this stuff, but you're out of business. You're done. We're going to put somebody else to L.A., Southern California, Edison, and let them go to Northern California. You know, there's plenty of companies around the country.
They're also having trouble, too. That's the other thing, is that that Edison caused the fire, or most likely, I don't think it's been made official, but caused the Woolsey fire that was burning at the same time as the campfire. So
the problem is
infrastructure in the state, and it needs to be taken care of.
Yeah. Well, is the private entities that are... So is it because they are private entities and they're for-profit, they have to change the way they operate so that there's a different focus on how these things are run? So that the public is protected? That's a question that will probably come up and surface, as it ought to. 47 after the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Here's great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. 10 before the hour here, you can save a lot of time. Don't waste time on other radio programs. Listen to us. We'll tell you what's going on. It's the DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Like doctors, good ones, and they're all around us, at least on this program. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now with his overview of something that a lot of people are talking about, but I'm not sure anybody knows how 2 and 2 makes 4, if you will. We all know junk food is bad for your health, Jack.
Yes.
And regular consumption of fast food is linked to lots of different problems. You gain a lot of weight. The story of the president having the football team coming to the White House, and he served them Wendy's and McDonald's.
That was kind of funny.
That is kind of funny, yeah. But anyway, the fast food risk, something that you've looked into, and what happens if you're eating this as a constant diet. Yet one more reason not to be focused so much on fast food?
Well, remember, most of the fast food is not only served fast, and I guess that's where the moniker comes from, but also
cook fast.
These things are so often they are more than half of the weight content. Very simple carbohydrates. Very simple carbohydrates, as soon as they hit the digestive system, just break right down into sugar, into the bloodstream very quickly. As soon as that happens, insulin goes up. As soon as the insulin goes up, and we always think of the relationship between blood sugar and insulin. We need insulin to bring the sugar level of the blood down by getting the sugar into the cells.
Yep.
But the number one job of insulin is not that. The number one job of insulin is fat storage. And any time the insulin goes up and stays up, you are going to be storing fat. So this 350,000 population study of men and women that were done all over the UK, and it was published at the University of Hong Kong as well as Oxford in London, in England, showed that people who live near fast food restaurants have a higher incidence of type 2 diabetes than people who do not live near fast food restaurants.
Does living near mean that they're more likely to go there?
Sure.
Or is it just they're breathing what's in the air? I mean, how do we distinguish what the reality is here?
If you live 2 miles from a fast food restaurant, as opposed to somebody who lived 25 miles away from a fast food restaurant, and there was this, oh, gosh, I didn't get anything prepared for dinner, and I might as well just stop by there and pick up a bunch of hamburgers and fries. Mm-hmm. That kind of impulsive thinking is part of what was behind the study, that people, rather than making time and preparation ahead of time to put some decent meals on the table, more often than not, when time is an element, will just go to a fast food place. And if it's close by, of course, it's much more convenient than someone who lived 25 miles away from a fast food restaurant.
Right. So the food itself, proximity is one thing. Makes sense, the story you just said. Now, the amount of this food that you eat, I'm just sort of surprised, not only here in our country, but around the world, how the fast food revolution has taken hold, and people in general just not eating at home. And I thought it was an American thing, but you travel around the world, and there are, you go through London, and in these neighborhoods, some of the closer in neighborhoods, when you get to commercial mixed-use area, they're all restaurants. Nando's Chicken, for example. Every corner, they haven't come to America yet, but they're on every corner in England. And the Indian restaurants, the fast food Indian restaurants, yes, all over the place there.
Yes.
Good God.
Well, so, I remember when Mary and I were, we took a trip to, I think it was back in 2008, well, it was over 10 years ago, to Egypt.
Yeah.
And we were just shocked when we're standing there in front of the Sphinx in Egypt. And right across the street was a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Next door to each other.
Remember I said when I went into the Great Wall of China, you drive into the parking lot, first thing you see is a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
All right, so there's an interesting bit of food for thought. Here's something else. If you would like to experience perfect health in 2019, may I send you to Life Change Tea? It helps you lose weight, helps you maintain perfect health because it cleans out, it cleans your gut. And we all know, Jack will be the first to tell you, gut health is the number one way for you to keep your overall health. Life Change Tea, available only by going to getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea. Cleanse all those parasites, bad things out of your intestines and out of your stomach. Lose it. Get rid of it. Life Change Tea, all natural, made in the USA, at getthetea.com. Use the DJV code and you get it shipped free. That's getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea. Yummy, good for you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.